You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A great question from Bonnie today, and we've got Shona Hendricks here with us to answer it. Shona, nice to have you on. Short and sweet from Bonnie today. Bonnie's saying she's finding it much easier to keep her heart rate during her training down if she does all of her training on a track. Is this okay, or should I be working on maintaining a low heart rate on my usual routes, which are quite hilly?
Yeah, I guess it depends what Bonnie's training for, right? So if she's going to be running her race on a track, then yes, you want to be training on track. But I mean, for the most part, I'm guessing the race or whatever you have planned is going to be done on a different route that is undulating. And so, yeah, I think keeping some sessions where you want to control the environment for the track. So an interval session, that's nice and flat and making sure that you can then really push hard in that session. But the rest of your easy and long runs, ideally, to be done on, outside sort of courses that are, or routes that are undulating and have differences, because from there you'll learn to run on feel, so still make sure that everything is easy. You're going to have to adjust your pace as you come up to a hill. It might require that you walk up that hill as well. Essentially then your body will start learning what it is like to run easy. And if you can get to the point where you're running on feel, that will make a massive, massive difference. So from a heart rate perspective, that'll then be the metric that you use to make sure that run is still easy. And so you will have to adjust your pace accordingly, whether that is including a walk break or slowing down the run to make sure that you really are still running those long and easy runs really easy.
Perfect. Bonnie, thank you very much for that great question. Shona, thanks for your time. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.